Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. This is the Healing Hour, and I am your host, Minister Arthur Burgess III. Don't mind my voice. I'm a little hoarse, but I am still happy to be here with you. I need you guys to call in. The number to call in is 319-527-6091. That is 319-520-6091. And if you can, if you can't use that number, it's another number. It's 323-870-4174. That is 323-870-4174. Don't forget to press #1. I am so blessed to be with you this evening. This is the Healing Hour. I'm going to say that one more time. This is the Healing Hour. I'm believing God for healing. Things that maybe you're believing God for healing for. And if you are, guess what, guys? We are coming together as one body. And as a body, we are healing each other. I thank God because the revival was not too long ago. It was coming in for the new year. And the dynamic preachers, the dynamic teachers who are involved with the revival were amazing. A word from the Lord came, and every night it was something powerful, it was something impactful, and it was something that you can leave and take with you for the rest of your 2020. And I know that this is a new calendar year, and everybody's excited about the new calendar year. And so am I, because you know, God is revealing some new things in this year, and I'm going to get to those new things in a minute. But right now, if you can, if anybody is listening, here's what I want you to do. I don't believe in New Year's resolutions. I think that they're overrated, and I think that we don't resolute, we resolve. And if we don't resolve, we repent. Let me tell you, if you are in a point in your life where you're going to fix a problem, and if there's a problem that can't be fixed, we're still going to repent. And I think that this year there has to be a result. Not a resolution, but a result. There are some things we need to fix. There are some things that we need to iron out. And this is what this year is for. So, here's what I want you to do. If anybody is listening right now and there is something that you want to fix, there's a resolve that needs to happen, call in. Let me hear it. And just say, you know what, 2020, I'm going to do this different. God is calling me to do this new thing. God is calling me to change these areas, and I'm going to make sure I do it this year. I think that, you know, everybody got something we need to work on. I've got something I need to work on. We all do. Let's talk about it. Let's see where we are. All right, before I get into our topic, let me share this with y'all real quick, because I think a lot of people think we just get on the air and we just preach real quick and then we jump off and life doesn't happen in between those times. So about 8:30, my son decides to try to flush an entire roll of toilet paper down the toilet. Now, bless God, I have three beautiful children. My oldest is about to turn 12. She is growing and is driving me crazy, but she's a beautiful, just wholesome, talented little girl, and she is a little girl, and she doesn't try to be older than what she is, and I thank God for that. I thank God for her, but she's growing, and I don't like it, and she's growing into a young lady, and it's scary. But, you know, I'm praying on it. I'm praying. I'm fasting. I'm doing something because God's going to deliver me from this one. But then I have my twins, four. And bless God, these two are completely different from my first one. These two are Bonnie and Clyde, Starsky and Hutch. They are the dynamic duo. They get into everything. And I always say that my youngest daughter is the brain in operation, and my youngest son is the muscle. And they always do things together. So they decided to see what would happen if you could flush an entire roll of toilet paper down the toilet at 8:30. We do a call time at 8:45. So they say, Daddy, the toilet is stuffed up. The toilet is overflowing. I go upstairs. There's water everywhere. And I got to, in 15 minutes, fix this problem. So what I got to do? I got to stick my hand down a toilet, get the toilet paper out, then get a snake, run the snake through the pipe to make sure that everything is clear, clean everything up, and then I can't just get on the air. I'm full of toilet water. I got to get a shower, change my clothes, and I got 15 minutes to do all of this stuff. But when I'm about to take a shower, one of the twins, I'm quite sure it's my daughter, she empties all the soap out of my body wash and fills it up with water. So I'm thinking I got soap and cold water comes out of my body wash. This is 15 minutes before I got to run downstairs, find a quiet place in this house so that I can do the radio show. Everybody's upstairs laughing because I'm running around the house, like a chicken with my head cut off, trying to get things done. And all of this just to make sure that I am here with y'all. And I love y'all that much that I was willing to run around the house looking crazy just so I can make it to the show. So let me tell y'all, before we get on this air, real life hits. Real things happen. You won't believe all the craziness that happens before we get on this air. And we have to stay prayed up. We have to stay focused. We have to have an agenda, a purpose. And we have to be steadfast when we're on the air and we're talking to you. I can't think about that toilet right now. I gotta think about you. And y'all have my full undivided attention. And I'm just so happy to, just sit down and talk to y'all. It's been a few weeks. You know, things are changing. Ministry is changing. God is moving. I've been studying some things. God has been revealing some things to me. And I just want to share it with you guys real quick. Because God is showing me a direction for the show. And it's a little different. It's a little different. So a lot of times I have guests for the past couple months. I've decided to kind of stray away from guests and really focus on teaching. And we were learning about God, and not just God, but Jesus being a God and man. And we were focusing on Jesus being God and man, and how if we don't understand Jesus as a man, we will never understand him as our Savior and Lord. Because Jesus said he came not to condemn the law, but to fulfill it. So God came to earth not to throw things away, but to show us how to do it. And if we don't have an understanding of Jesus as a man before the cross, we won't understand him after the cross. How can we call him our Lord, our Savior? Lord means ruler of, leader of. How can we call him our Lord and our Savior if we can't look at how he lived and mimic it? as so many times the world has made it impossible for us, or have said it's impossible and has told us it's impossible to be like him, but throughout the Bible, all he's ever said was, be like me. If you want to be like me, take up your cross. Be like me. So the entire Bible is predicated to be like him. And in order to be like him, we got to know what he did. So that's what I've been teaching on for the past couple months. It's been an amazing teaching, amazing lesson. And if you have not heard it, go to the archives, check them out. The Purpose /Healing, a Healing Hour, Reverend Arthur Burgess III. Check it out, and you will see these teachings. And if you can't get on the archives, go to my Facebook page, Arthur Burgess III, Roman numeral 3, and they are all on live. So you can watch the videos live. And also, if you're not doing anything on Mondays at 6:30 p.m., I go live from my Facebook page as Arthur Burgess III, and I go live, and I teach a Bible study every other Monday. So this Monday, I will be teaching a Bible study live, and it is a blessing to be in a room with a group of people who are eclectic, who are different, who have so many different backgrounds, so many different, denominational doctrines. This is a place of freedom. This is someone opening up their home, and everybody from different walks of life come into this room. I mean, there's absolutely everyone. Pastors, people who don't go to church at all, people who live alternative lifestyles, people who are trying to figure out who they are in one room, and we're learning about God. So if you want to view live, please check out my Facebook page. That is Arthur Burgess III. That is Roman numeral 3. And I go live every other Monday at 6:30 p.m., and that will be this Monday coming. All right. So God showed me something for this year. He showed me something for this year that I think it changed my life. It really did, because it showed me a ministry within ministry. All right? Because in this generation, I have to remember that although I'm younger than a lot of my ministerial counterparts, I am getting a little older. And I know some people in the line are like, you're only 35. You know, that's not older. But I have to think about a generation after me. And God kind of revealed to me that I do have to focus on a new generation. And if I wait till I'm older to focus on a generation, then what I'm doing is I'm wasting time and skipping or missing the opportunity to preach to those who need Christ now at their age. So he showed me Acts, and that's Acts 9. And if you can, it would be great for you to kind of dig into Acts 9, starting at verse 1 to 23. But I'm not going to read all of that. I'm going to give you the background, and then we're going to jump into the scriptures. What I want to focus on is Acts 9, 7 through home. And those are going to be my focal points. But before I get to there, I just want to give you the background story. Okay, so everybody has heard of the Apostle Paul. Paul was called, his technical term was called the apostle to the Gentiles, for he was the apostle that was in, that was admitted after Christ had ascended. And actually, he was the 13th apostle. I know everybody likes to talk about the 12th, and really he was the 14th apostle if we do it the right way. All right, after Judas committed suicide, after Judas killed himself, there was another that was put into ranks by the other apostles. So there was already a 12th apostle, or a 13th apostle, that replaced Judas. But God saw Saul and wanted to put Paul or Saul in the office of an apostle. So technically, there were 14 apostles or 13 apostles alive at this moment. So when you hear people talk about, oh, well, you know, there was only 12 apostles, and that office is done away with, or that ministry is done away with, doesn't make no sense, because after Christ ascended, there were two more that were implemented. The apostleship is a title. It is a position, and we have to be mindful of that. Okay? So before Saul became Paul, and before he was this great apostle, he was a persecutor of the Christians. In other words, he killed Christians thinking or believing that he was honoring the Jewish faith. And it was to the point where he believed that he was doing God a favor. He was doing God this big favor because they were lying. They were lying about the Messiah. The Messiah wasn't real. And to him, he believed that. And he began to kill Christians because he felt like they were lying. They were false at this time. But the Bible says something crazy. For every Christian they killed, they began to multiply. So at this time, they couldn't kill enough because they kept popping out of nowhere. People were believing. And one day, God got a hold of Saul. So let's check this out in Acts 9. Let's see what happens. And let's see what God does to him. And you know what? Let's start at verse 3. And it says, and as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined around about him a light from heaven. And he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And he said, Lord, said unto him, arise, and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. And the men which journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no man. And Saul arose from the earth, and when his eyes were open, he saw no man. But they led him by the hand and brought him in to Damascus. I want to start right there. Because God revealed to me what he needs me to do this year. He said, I'm calling up a new generation, a new way of doing ministry. I'm calling up a unique people in this time. And they are going to be flawed. They are not going to be the status quo Christians, and they are going to be different, and they're going to look different. And they will come into the faith blinded. They will come into the church blinded. They will come into Christianity blinded. And I need you to take them by the hand and lead them to where I have them to go. And I was like, God, cool, okay, no problem. So I said, you know, that's easy, that's no problem. And then God said, you don't understand what I'm telling you. I'm telling you that they're going to be different. And I said, okay, I deal with different people all the time. What different? And he said, they're going to be people who live alternative lifestyles, homosexual, lesbian, transgender, bisexual. They're going to have other ideologies of religion, universal law, universal theory, big bang concept. They're going to be different. And I said, wow, well, God, what else? He said, they're going to be hurt. They're going to be battered. And you're going to have to fix church wounds before you can show them who they are now. And he said, I'm closing their eyes because if I allow them to see what I want them to see later, their thought process will mess it up. So the blindness is to prevent them from screwing up their future. But I want you to work with a generation that's different. And I said, God, give me boldness. Give me boldness. Because when we're talking about alternative lifestyles, homosexuality, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, these are people I know, these are people I care about, these are people I love, and I know the language and I understand the terminology, but I also understand those people who I may speak to may get hurt by what I say. So God, show me how to show them you the best way possible. Then I said, I understand universal law. I understand universal vibrations and Big Bang and spiritualism, not religion. I understand those theories. He said, but I want you to show me how to do it in a way that doesn't talk over their heads. And then I said, God, I understand what it means to be different, to be unique, to be flawed. And I've never been church hurt. I've been looked at different. I've been kind of like looked at as, you know, I guess judged in a certain way or I've been overlooked, but I've never been church. Show me how to talk to them. And immediately, yesterday I fasted.
And God began to give me the words. He began to allow me to see ministries, whether they were good, whether they were bad, but he allowed me to see ministries and take little bits and pieces and formulate one concept. And I began to see God in a new way. Let me tell y'all, God isn't going to give you a clear thought until you have a clear mind and until you have a clear body. The only way we can do that is if we turn down our plates. We got to start fasting more. If you want to hear from God, you can't hear clearly with everything going on. Sometimes we have to resist our earthly urges to hear God clearly. And we got to turn down our plate and begin to fast and hear from God. So, you know, even I would suggest, you know, so I go 24 hours, and there are times where I have went from one day to 3 days, and during the feast we have a seven, and I've been accustomed to fasting. But if you haven't, start small. Start one meal a day. And then graduate from one meal a day to two meals a day. And stay hydrated. And then go three. But work your way up. And then don't get upset if you mess up. And if you mess up, okay, I'll try again tomorrow. I'll try again next week. We'll do it again. But don't get discouraged when you mess up. Just keep trying. Look, God gave me this word, and man, it's different. It's hard. I mean, like I said, I have family members who I love. I have a sister who I love. I have cousins who I love who live alternative lifestyles. And when God gives me a word and tells me, hey, this is what I want you to preach to, not to tell them they're going to hell, not to condemn them, but to cause conversion, I said, okay, God, you got to show me. Because I've seen so many people do it, and I've seen so many people do it wrong, so you got to show me something new. And then, out of nowhere, people who I've known from years back, who live certain lifestyles, all of a sudden started changing their life. And they were doing it publicly on social media, and they were showing their transformation. And they were showing how God has, you know, molded them into a new creature. And the difficulties of it, and the, you know, and the victory. So I am going to have guests on the show who have been converted from alternative lifestyles. And I want y'all to get excited with me because I'm excited. I really also want to do this year, I want to shout out different ministries. So once a month, I'm going to bring to you a new ministry. Also, real quick, so since we're talking about new ministries, one of the ministries I want to introduce you to is a guest who was on my show a while ago, and his name is Jeremiah Chase. Jeremiah Chase has a ministry called Sex Can Wait a While. And I know in church, sex is like a fupa topic. It's a topic that nobody wants to talk about. But this is a 27-year-old young man who at the time, this is a year ago at the time, he was or is a virgin. He is a virgin. And then not too long ago, he got engaged. And his fiance is a virgin. And they have documented their entire relationship. They have not kissed. They have not held hands, and they are waiting for marriage for everything. And some may say that's a little extreme, man is big, but the Bible says that we got to work out our own salvation. And if that's what's working for him and his fiance, I say bless God. But the reason why I bring it up is that he has a ministry called Sex Can Wait a While. And you can follow him on Facebook, Jeremiah Chase, Sex Can Wait a While, Facebook, Jeremiah Chase, Sex Can Wait a While, Instagram, Jeremiah Chase, Sex Can Wait a While, TikTok. And follow him on social media. And also, he has also showed his courtship journey. So him and his fiance, they talk about courting. They talked about how they court, not dating. They consider it courtship. These terminologies are theirs. This is how they decided to live, and it works for them. And they talk about saving themselves, but not only saving themselves, but the preparation for marriage, the preparation for courtship, the preparation for living a lifestyle together as one. Check that out anytime you get a chance. That's the ministry of the month that I am going to be talking about. So once a month, I'm on the air twice a month. So twice a month, I'm going to be giving you a ministry. And this is the ministry that I'm talking about. Jeremiah Chase, Sex Can Wait a While. Check it out, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. And this is what's going on. So back to what I was saying. God gave me this vision. God gave me this vision. And this vision was so clear. Because I'm like, God, what do you mean the next generation? He said, look at this generation. They want God so bad, but they don't want church. So they make a way to have an ideal of spiritual lifestyle without the concept of church. Because church, in some ways, has not always fulfilled the needs of everyone. And I have to apologize to some people because we have looked to the church for answers and they've not always had the answers. And I've got to agree with you. But I will say this. If you are looking for the church to be your doctor, you will lose every single time. Why you say that? Because all of us use the metaphor that the church is a hospital. But when you are looking for the church to be your doctor, you will get disappointed every time. Why? Because there's no such thing as a doctor that works on everything. You got a foot doctor, you got a back doctor, you got a cancer doctor, you got all types of doctors. And you will never find a doctor that is capable of working on everything. You will never find a church that is able to meet every need. I'm sorry, it doesn't work like that. But we serve a God who can. We serve a God who can. So if the church is a loving church, is a praying church, is a church that is doing their best, and they may not have that thing you need at that moment, why don't you believe God for that thing and allow him to show you that thing? And then when he reveals it to you, you implement it within the church and stop getting mad at the church because they didn't have what you need. And you bring it to the table so that the church can upgrade their system. Don't just throw the church away because they didn't meet your need. Maybe they can't. They can't do everything. Or everybody can't do everything. Well, why don't you allow God to reveal it to you and build you up and strengthen you? And then when he does it for you, you be bold enough to bring it to the church so that the church can grow. Instead of getting mad at the church because they didn't fulfill your need. But like I said, if you allow the church to be your doctor, then now God, you will be disappointed every single time. So there is a generation out there who is looking for a godly relationship. And they're having a hard time finding it because they're getting thrown religious-sized and churched rituals and not godly principles. And we're living in a generation where 51% of people are saying they don't go to church. Why? Because they don't think the church is telling the truth or meeting their needs. 51%. 63% of young people say they don't go to church because they don't feel like they have a place within the church. So church, we got some work to do. And you will not get people to come to church with gimmicks. You will not get them to come to church with antics. You can't, you know, show them the new trend or try to be cool or, you know, try to turn the new hip-hop trend into church trends. That stuff is so overrated. It doesn't work. All they want is truth. Tell them the truth. People want two things. They want truth and they want kindness. And if you can deliver truth and you can deliver kindness, you'll win souls. And please, people, do me a favor. Stop praying that God sends people in. Churches be praying, God, you fill the house, you pack the house. Every week they praying, you pack the house. The Bible says go throughout the world converting people. We got to go get them. We can't wait till they just magically pop up. The Bible tells us to go get them. You may plant some. You may tend to some. Either way, God gets the increase. So you got to go get people. All this, oh, yeah, you know, let's pray that God increases membership. What are you doing to increase membership? Are you out in the street? Are you witnessing? Are you evangelizing? Are you meeting the needs of your community? Are you, you know, going and telling a friend, hey, come to church with me. Hey, if you ain't got a ride, we'll either take the bus together or I'll come pick you up. Are you doing those things to get people to come into the house of God? Because God ain't just going to magically let people, you know, just snap people inside of church. It don't work like that. The disciples went out. They began to disciple themselves. They started getting people together. We have to do the same thing. Also, throughout the show, every month, I am going to be giving an evangelism tip. So that's one new ministry and one evangelism tip. And I hope you guys are writing this down. I hope you guys get this information because we as a body of believers, we got to perfect evangelism. There's no such thing as, oh, I can't do that. No. We were all called to tell somebody about Jesus. It may be in our own unique way. It may be something different. You may not be able to tell Jesus as straightforward as others.
you may have to write it down, or, you know, put it in a poem, or put it in a letter, or say it with music. But we are all called to tell somebody about Jesus. So let's do our job. Let's do our job. Let's not let the Jehovah Witness, the Hebrew Israelite, the Muslim, the Latter Day Saints, let's not let them beat us in evangelism. We should beat them to the corner. Our blow horns should be louder than theirs. Our community outreach should be louder than theirs. Let's beat them to the block so that we can tell people truth and not allow them to lend their ears to the lie. Let's be steadfast in our outreach. Let's provide for the people. And guys, it does not take a lot. Just kindness. People think it takes a lot of money. No, it doesn't take a lot of money. You don't have to get no 501(c). You don't have to get no, grant. Just, hey, you know, you go grocery shopping, pick up an extra can, put it aside. You may go grocery shopping once a week or once, once every other week. Put a couple things, dollar things, to the side, enough to fill up a bag. And then if you see somebody in need, and I got a bag of groceries at home, I know somebody needs it, let me go get my bag of groceries. Simple stuff. Real simple stuff. Once again, please forgive me for my voice sounding like this. But we have to be able to meet the needs of people. You know, that thing that don't fit no more but is in good condition. That outfit you got in the back of the closet that you never wore. That you keep saying, I'm going to wear this one day. Stop lying. Put it in the bag. Those shoes that you ain't never wear. And you keep saying that you want to wear them one day. But you ain't get the outfit to go with it. Put it in the bag. And you start putting things in a bag. And one day, God is going to reveal somebody getting new clothes. And you're going to be like, wait a minute, I got a whole bag of clothes. Let me get this to you. Brand new, tags on it. It's not hard to be a help. We just have to find ways to help. We just have to find ways to help. So, once again, God is calling us to a new generation. And this generation is coming in blind. They're coming in different. And I just want you to be prepared. Because I'd rather you be ready to be used than for you to be confused of what's about to happen. Because a lot of people are going to be like, well, what they doing here? That ain't God. They don't look like God. But God said, my sheep hear my voice. And guess what, y'all? God's sheep can be anywhere. God's sheep can be anywhere. God's sheep can look any way. And we have to be prepared to accept God's sheep blinded. Unclean, not polished. And are you willing to grab them by the hand
Are you willing to grab them by the hand and say, hey, hey, come on, let me guide you. Let me show you God's love. Let me show you who God is. Are you ready to hold them by the hand and guide them, blinded? Because if you love them right, they'll let you lead them. If you love them right, they'll let you guide them. But you gotta love them right. You can't go on this journey without learning how to form Christian relationships. And you can't be easily offended. Oh, we're so touchy. We want our needs met before we can meet the needs of other people. Be prepared for what's coming. All right, right now, it is time for the call to salvation. And this is the most important part of the show. This is the most important part of the show. And if anybody out there, if you find yourself looking for God, looking for something new, looking for the Savior, this is the time. This is the time to receive that. This is the time to hear from heaven. And if Pastor can come and pray, I would love for her to pray. If not, I will continue. But this is the most important time for the show. All the other stuff is good. Everything else is cool. But right now, it's about receiving Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Now, it's easy. Okay? And I know some people are like, well, how is it easy? It's so easy. First, you have to believe in your heart that Jesus died and rose for your sins. And then you have to recognize that you are a sinner. You are a sinner. And God saved you. And once you recognize that He died for you, that He's coming back for you, and that you are a sinner, you ask Him to come into your heart and change you. And when you ask Him to come into your heart, just say that you want Him to be Lord of your life. You want Him to be Lord of your life. And if you can do that, you are saved. Just that simple. Just as simple. All right. I'm going to pray. And after I pray, we're going to go to our announcements. But I believe that someone is meeting Jesus for the first time, is hearing God for the first time. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you. I praise you. For you're doing something new. You are giving someone a new life, a new chance, a second opportunity. God, touch them. God, heal them. Visit them. Show them who you are. And show them that you are the Lord of their life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Brother Rob, can you bring in our announcements, please? God bless you. All right. And I just want to thank God for everybody who was on, because we truly believe that someone answered the call. And we definitely want to get our announcements for the upcoming shows, upcoming events, and new things that God is doing with Purpose Kingdom Network.
Yes, and we praise God for Reverend Burge's message tonight. We thank you so much. Real quickly, I'm going to do the announcements. Just excuse my voice. I'm a little bit turkey, but we're going to go ahead. All right. This is Project Purpose Kingdom Network. We thank each and every one of you for joining us tonight's episode. We thank you whether you're online or you're via phone. We thank you so much for supporting us here at Purpose Kingdom Network. If you want to correspond with us here at Purpose Kingdom Network, you can correspond with us here at purposekingdomnet@gmail.com, where you can send your comments, questions, concerns. You can simply say hello, or you can send a prayer request. We gladly honor that. We're also on Instagram and Twitter at purpose_kingdom. If you want to hear any of our past or previous broadcasts, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/purposekingdom, where you can hear that show in its entirety and at your convenience. We also invite you to let a friend know. We recently had our end-of-the-year revival. It was starting on the 25th and ended on the 31st as we prayed our way into the new year. We have 7 nights of revival, and please feel free to look up each and every night of our 2019 end-of-the-year revival. And that's going to be on www.blogtalkradio.com/purposekingdom. Please join us tomorrow with God's Will and God's Blessing at the 8:30 p.m. hour with Soft Expressions, the sports editions. And it's going to be hosted by me, Brother Robert Pop-Pop Hudson. So please feel free to join us with God's Will and God's Blessing tomorrow evening at the 8:30 p.m. hour for Soft Expressions, the sports edition. And we also invite you to go to Anchor FM or Anchor.com, where you can hear our morning word of inspiration each and every morning. If you are not familiar with Anchor.com or Anchor FM, you can go to any of the links on any of our media pages. We also invite you to like us on Facebook, where we have our upcoming shows and advertisements. And there you can follow Anchor.com in a morning word of inspiration. We thank you. We hope you have a blessed evening. And with that being said, Reverend Burgess, I'm going to turn the show back over to your hands.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you, Brother Rob. Thank y'all for dealing with me with my voice today, this evening. I hope that you got something. I hope that it was clear enough for you. I hope that the word came forth. I know that I really didn't dig deep as I normally do. I just wanted to show y'all what's coming. You know, sometimes you got to get a preview. And I was just hoping that you guys got a preview of what's to come. If we want to have any remarks from Pastor Toy, God bless her. If she wants anything, any remarks. If not, I'm going to close in prayer, and we're going to wrap this thing up. And I want y'all to get excited for what's about to happen. Tell somebody about the healing hour. And also, like I said, every other Monday, starting this Monday, Arthur Burgess III Facebook, look at my page. I go live 6:30, and we're doing a series, and I'm working on a new series called God Didn't Lie. And I know people are looking at me crazy like, huh? God didn't lie. So if God didn't lie, then who is? And we're going to discover truth about God and lies that man has told. And we're going to uncover and we're going to unwrap those lies, and we're going to get into truth, and we're going to figure out who lied, because God didn't lie. He has always stayed true to his word. So join me 6:30 p.m. Arthur Burgess III Facebook Live. and the Healing Hour every other Thursday at 9 p.m. And I'm going to bring that to the show as well. So God bless you. May heaven smile upon you. I'm definitely praying to meet y'all again next show. And let's end in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you. I praise you. I lift you up. I thank you for those who are listening. Let your word fall on their hearts. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. God bless you. Can't wait to see you next time on the Healing Hour.
Jesus led.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Never wanna see me down, I will not lose.
He saved me.